कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा देवी की, श्री श्री गौरनिताय की, श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की, श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ भगवान की, श्री नारदन स्वामी की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सरप्राइज्ड हरे कृष्णा। Everybody is expecting His Holiness Radhana Swami to come and give lecture. But due to unavoidable circumstances, he is unable to come here. And thus I am here, unprepared in front of you. But I hope you will tolerate me for some time. And hopefully your visit all the way to temple will be somewhat fruitful. So life is always like that. Life in the material world always gives you surprises. The most unexpected moments of time, you get to see and experience most unexpected things. Sometimes as surprise and sometimes as shock. If it is surprise, it is still good, but if it is shock, it is not good. And material world mostly offers us shocks and sometimes surprises, and only very, very few times some happy surprises. But mostly our life is filled with most unexpected things. As we saw in the drama also, when they were preparing for Indra Yagya, they were never expecting we'll be ending up with doing Govardhan Puja. And when they were doing Govardhan Puja, they were so happy, so happy, so blissful. Everybody was so happy. I think one of the most happy occasions in Srimad Bhagavatam is Govardhan Puja. Everybody is happy. And least that they expected, they celebrated the festival very beautifully. And what happened? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the rain started pouring. Not just like ordinary rains which nourish the crops and fields. Rains of devastation came up. Most unexpected shock, you know. But the Brajvasis simply called out, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, please come and help us. They didn't blame him, you are the cause of all this. Now we'll find someone else to help us. Just. So, but if you see the life of Brajvasis, the life is always filled with most shocking surprises. Most of the time. Even if you see Indra Govardhan's birth, such a happy occasion, such a beautiful mountain born, and Sadhu comes, such a beautiful occasion. Now we'll serve him, get his blessings. And what comes to surprise of Dronachal? I want your son. And he faints, falls unconscious, can't bear the thought. He thought, I'll serve the Sadhu and get blessings. This is a curse upon me, I'm losing my son. But then he gives the son. And then Pulatsimani thinks, wow, what a wonderful thing I got. In Kashi there is no mountain. Now I'll have a mountain to chant upon. I'll have beautiful caves. I'll have all provisions. And on the mountain, the chanting is always much, much better than on the ground. And he's expecting and he's dreaming I'll be going to Kashi. And all of a sudden something happens. Big urge comes, which he, and generally he's in control of as a yogi. But this time, by the power of devotion of Govardhan, he falls victim to his urge. And he's not expecting that after I respond to nature, I come back and I'll again go back to Kashi. But to his surprise, he's told, sorry, I cannot get up from now. And he thinks, you wretched mountain, I will lift you and take you. And he cannot lift him also. And finally, he has to accept that he's not going to take Govardhan with him. And he had to go barehanded. No Govardhan in Kashi till today. Similarly in Vrindavan. So many surprises, right? Sita Devi was living in the forest. She lived 12 years, 13 years in the forest. Chitrakoot. Last year they, and in 13 years, you know, so much of joy, of togetherness, simplicity, devotion, association of saintly personalities, which is so difficult for a kingly man to get because he is so busy in the administration. But now he has free time, all the time associating with sadhus, whenever needful, killing demons to help them, to serve them, to get their blessings. So all 99% of their vanvas time was a happy tiding. So happy. They moved to Chitrakoot, from Chitrakoot to Dandakaranya in the last year. And they were expecting the same things going to happen beautifully. Lakshman as usual built nice Parnakoti, as usual built, brought wood, bought fruits, massaged his brother's feet, served them nicely. And one fine day, a deer came. Again, a very happy occasion. See, beautiful shining dots, golden dots, and such nice horns. And she simply desired that, my dear Lord, I want to have this deer. Now, anyway, the last deer is there. Soon we'll be going back to the kingdom of Ayodhya. I will take this beautiful thing of a forest and show my fellow queens, and we'll keep him as a pet and enjoy, keep him as a memory of our forest life. And that's a nice thing actually. But Lakshman is telling, there's no such species created by Brahma. I don't see such species created by Brahma. So this is illusion. It must be a demon. She said, no. I have not demanded anything for last 13 years. I have accepted everything. So my Lord, won't you fulfill this simple desire of mine? What is so great in getting this deer for me? So Lord Ram had to accept. And Lord Ram told Lakshman, do you wait here? I will go and do the needful. If it is a demon, I will kill him. If it is not a demon, I will capture him and bring him. Both ways there is no problem. And lo and behold, Sita never expected. It was the most shocking reality for her. Suddenly that cry she heard, loud cry in the voice of Lord Ramchandra, save me, O Lakshman. And then she totally got completely out of control. All the pastime of the Lord. But just imagine a simple expectation to have the deer ended up in a big Ramayana story. He came back, he killed the demon, he was Maricha in the form of a deer, golden deer, and he killed him nicely, he came back and he saw Lakshman on the way. Lakshman, what are you doing here? Sure enough that you are here, will not find Sita there. And Sita, all of a sudden she told Lakshman to go and Lakshmi was alone, and suddenly a sadhu came, she wanted to serve him. Instead of serving him, he opened his guise as a demon, ten-headed monster. And within fraction of a second, he lifted her, put her in the Viman, and took her away. You can imagine the turn of events. Nobody can even imagine, even a film writer cannot imagine such turn of events. Such unexpected, thrilling events. And not one, series. It's crying. And then the bird comes suddenly, and the bird is killed, and then she goes all the way in the sky to some unknown nation beyond the ocean. So again, the goodness of Sita is she never forgot Lord Ram. In all the situations that were so horribly and shockingly put upon her, she kept on calling him, kept on remembering him. And that was her success. In all the shocking events, her success was she never forgot Lord Ram. She was tortured in Ashokavan by some. She has never seen such kind of living beings also. Imagine from Mithila, she grew up as a beautiful girl, never put her barefoot on the ground, always walked on makhmal and galicha. And she got married with her beloved Lord Ram, so pompously, so gorgeously. So victoriously, isn't that right? He lifted the bow and she was brought back to Ayodhya as a very beautiful bride, a son and daughter-in-law of Dasharatha and Kausalya and others. And suddenly she is there in the forest, and then suddenly she in the forest she goes to Ashokavan, and she is those ghastly living beings, man-eaters. They're threatening her, will eat you up for breakfast and lunch. And such 1 year she had to go through. Almost hopeless situation. So our life is, as we said in the beginning, filled with surprises. When Krishna just turned, when Krishna was born and brought to Gokul, after three months he turned, and they wanted to have a celebration. It's a beautiful thing, isn't that true? Every activity of Krishna that Krishna does is a celebration. So Yashodamai wanted to celebrate. So she called Brahmins, she called all everybody, everybody arranged everything, decorated nicely, everything was going on so beautifully. And then Krishna, babies, who enjoys when small baby festivals are going on? Babies always sleeping. Everybody else is enjoying. Name keeping ceremony, birth ceremony, all ceremonies, babies are simply deeply asleep. When my first baby was born and Radhanath Maharaj came to give her name, she was so deeply asleep. Everybody was enjoying, and the name was given. Still, she was asleep. A few more hours also. So, like that, Krishna went to sleep. And Yashodamai put him into a big, nice, big cart, which has hanging bed on that. You can say something like, this hall is the cart. And on that hall, in that cart, there is a hanging jhula, which is actually a huge bed. We can't call it a king size bed also, it's a very big bed. And Yashoda Mataji slept on that with Krishna, put him to sleep, got down and went to do something. So she thought ki if so many people are there, I must serve them. The baby is sleeping, anyway, I'll serve them nicely. And suddenly, big sound came. Everything just came crashing down. Just a small baby inside the cradle, in the so-called cradle, but it's a big bed. And everything which the cart had, all huge pots, all crashed down to the ground. Supposedly also, everybody thought even baby is crushed under that. She kept running. And she saw baby Krishna like nicely smiling. The boys who were kept on guard, she asked him, what happened? He said, nothing happened. He just got up when he was appearing to be hungry. So he raised his lotus foot and touched his toe to the axle of the wheel of the cart. And this is what happened. Nobody believed them actually. They thought some bad omen has come. So immediately Brahmins were called and baby cows were called and their tail was touched to Krishna on various parts of his body. And then everything was fine. And Krishna became 1 year old. Again there was celebration. And Mother Yashoda fed Krishna on breast and she was sitting near the courtyard. There was a lot of noise. People were there, visitors, all guests, Brijbasis, everybody was so happy. And suddenly Krishna becomes so heavy. And it was like all of a sudden. There's nothing like suddenly something becomes heavy, you don't start thinking. Suddenly she just kept him down, that's all. And to her surprise also, she just left him and she went inside. Because later on she expressed that surprise. How I left baby Krishna like that and went away? How can I just do this? But she did it. And all of a sudden, there was a huge storm. Such a huge storm that there was full darkness in Brajbhumi. It was all like daytime, but it was full like night. Nothing could be seen, plus blowing wind, noise of the wind, all the dust going into eyes and ears and suffocating everybody and causing such bewilderment and illusion and confusion amongst everybody. And that brings Yashoda back running. And then what happens? She doesn't find Krishna there. She thought maybe in the darkness I am not able to figure out where I kept Krishna, but wherever she went, Sri Krishna was not there. And suddenly, boom, sound came. And a huge demon fell from the sky. And on that was Sri Krishna, laying with him. Where she kept him, where he went, and Krishna was also very clever. He didn't bang the demon on the city. He banged the demon out of city. So the sound was out of the village area. So they had to go all the way, rush there and see what happened. And there was, on the mountainous side of the body of the demon Trinavarta, Sri Krishna was playing very nicely. Again he was brought back. And cows and cow tail and mantras and Suraksha mantra, Suraksha kavach, everything was done. Then one day Krishna went to play. So nice, Vatsapal, pastimes of Krishna, baby cows going around. It was just so sweet, isn't that true? Sri Krishna and Balaram, small boys, toddlers, little bigger, 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years, taking small babies and going close by. Hare Krishna. These sounds were not there in Vrindavan those days. Hare Krishna. Nice bird sounds used to be there. Nice cuckoo bird and parrots, trees, animals. And Brijbasi boys singing songs, Krishna singing, playing flute, such sounds were accompanying. And I used to go to areas where Yashoda Mai could see from top, only to that distance she can go. And they went to Khadirvan. And Khadirvan is a beautiful place, Opananda Baba's, place where all his cows would drink water. He would also graze them there and keep them there, milk them there also. Nice Madhav Sarovar is there, beautiful Sarovar. And they are all playing there, nicely enjoying, teasing one another, jumping from trees and talking to each other. So many things are happening. And suddenly they see a huge mountain, white, shining mountain. And it appeared to be a bird. And the bird's face was in the clouds. And the bird's head appeared like, hard like Vajra from distance also. And was staring at Krishna Balaram. And suddenly, that sadhu-like looking bird, it was so still that nobody could understand, is it a bird or a mountain or what? And suddenly that peak which was in the cloud came down, opened and gulped Krishna. All of a sudden. Nobody expected it. So when you are expecting much happiness and joy to come, suddenly the most beloved property of your life. Dilkatukuda goes in the mouth of the demon. And no one knows where is Krishna. Is he dead, alive? Mostly he's going to die. Everybody is crying and shouting and crying. And then all the demigods started fighting and he was chasing everybody away, destroying them and defeating them. And suddenly, to their surprise, he became hot inside. Nobody knew inside what's happening, but he was thrown out of the beaks by the bird, Bakasur. And then he killed the demon. But you can imagine the situation. While all this was happening, all the demigods were being defeated by Bakasur, because he was blessed by Sadhu, that he will be delivered by Krishna only. So he was victorious over all the demigods, including Yamraj, and Yamadanda was broken, Brahma Danda was broken. Brahma also was unable to do anything with him. And it was all happening, not knowing what's going to happen to Krishna, where is he? They were thinking he is gone. And suddenly he appears and he kills him. Then we see, one time Krishna was playing ball in Nandgaon. It's a usually place. There's one village called Gendowa. So nice, you know, Braj ka history is so beautiful. That whatever little things Krishna do, there's a name. Wherever he played ball, that village called Gendowa. Where he played the ball, near Nandgaon. And Krishna threw the ball away and went all the way in Vrindavan and fell in Jamuna. Now, the boys are also very smart. They said, ki, I want that ball back. So, so Sri Krishna said, we'll get another ball for you. He just gone far away from here. But the Brajvasi friend said, no, I want my ball only. And everybody, in the reason of taking that ball out from Jamuna, they went all the way to Vrindavan. They were thinking, we'll take out the ball and play there in Vrindavan, the banks of Jamuna, so nice. And Krishna jumped. But before jumping, sorry, all the way they went there, and they said, we'll have a nice time there. They were thirsty, so they drank water, and all of a sudden, everybody was dead. Can you imagine? You think you're going to play, have fruits, nicely jump around, jump in Jamuna, jump with Krishna, play with the cows. And suddenly, there's a shocking situation that everybody is just dead. Not just sick or confused. And then Krishna jumped. And he jumped, and then the news went to Nandgaon that Krishna went to play and everybody is dead and he has gone in the river. So much anxiety. And then nobody knows what's happening underwater. So it's suspense for a long time. And suddenly a gush of blood comes at the surface of the water. Nobody knows whose blood is that. Whether it is snake's blood or his blood. And then suddenly he comes out on the hooves of the snake Kalia. And he's dancing on the hoods. Generally, yesterday we went to one dance performance. It's on the stage, you know, on this firm ground. But where is Krishna dancing? On a very unsteady ground, which is going up and down. Each step takes the stage down. And thousands of hoods like that. He was dancing so gracefully. All the demigods were trying to match the dance. And Mother Yashoda thinking, oh, what's happening to my child? She wants to enter the water. Everybody is holding her. So they thought Krishna is going to herd the cows and he'll come back nicely. But there's a situation for them. It's the most surprising event. Only Balaram was very happy. He was knowing that my brother is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Kaliya cannot do anything for him. He will do the needful. And he was watching very peacefully. But everybody was shocked. They didn't know what's going to happen next. Then Yashoda, one day Krishna came and Yashoda was churning buttermilk nicely. She was singing songs. There was the music of her bangles hitting one another, accompanying the song. And she was churning butter, yogurt into butter for Krishna's pleasure. She was so happy. And suddenly Krishna came. More happiness. He demanded to drink milk. She kept the churning rod down and she put him on his lap and feeding milk. Such a happy occasion. Do you expect anything happening now? Suddenly she smelled something. So as a spontaneous reaction, she kept the baby down. And she ran to the kitchen because she had kept some milk on the fire. fire was on and the milk was over boiling and entering into fire, so it's burning, smell was coming. And then she removed that pot, she did the needful, and when she came back, she thought, I'll come back again and feed the baby, or I'll start churning the buttermilk again. But what she saw, least expected, that a big, huge pot, she was so cautiously and carefully she had preserved and put it, and then she was churning into, and butter was already floating partly, such precious butter which she would serve Krishna with, buttermilk, huge decorated pot, huge matni, all broken completely. And all buttermilk is flowing across the floor everywhere. Least expected thing. Then she picks up the stick. She said, I will not leave this child. I will today, because I have been hearing complaints so many times again and again. And every time I have been telling everybody that, you please bring him red-handed. Let me have the proof. I cannot just believe, because you are all, I don't believe you. You all, I don't know what is in your mind, so always keep complaining about my son. So at least one time you bring him with everything in hand, I can believe at least. And now that she saw that all time was scolding the gopis, and now it's a fact, my son is a thief. He has done this mischief, I will have to punish him, because we are kings and queen, and you know, we have to put a good example in front of others. So she raised the stick and she chased him, she caught him, and she thought she was doing a good job. She's training her child into a good behaving child, and this punishment will help him to behave himself. And she said, I've got a lot of work, you please stay here, and I've tied you with this mortar. He has accompanied you in your theft, in your crime. So both of you are punished now. Stand here. I'm going inside to work. Was she expecting anything to happen? No, he will be there tied up. It's such a small baby. It's a big mortar. And after some time I'll release him. And again, take him in my lap and feed him and make him go to sleep and nicely. And then, huge again sounds. One and two big sounds. Whole Gokul was shaken up by the sound. Everybody came running to the spot of the sound. And some boys were very close by. They were so much scared actually. Such big sound, because one tree fell down, second tree fell down, and he was in between. He was inches away. If one tree would have fallen some inches in this direction, it was on the head of Krishna. It would have been smashed completely. Nanda Baba came running, asking, first untied him, asking what happened, who did this. Said, mother did this. Shuddha came running. She never expected this will happen. Isn't that true? Such a surprise. Can we count how many such surprises Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Mai, Brajvasis went through? All of us are desiring to enter Braj life one day. But it's a word of caution here. There is no peace in Braj Bhumi. Huh? Please understand this. Every single day, you make Krishna ready, you decorate him nicely, you feed him, you churn butter, everything you do nicely, and you have to hear a bad news. But something happened today. And then there's a good news in the end. All the bad things were turned into good things by Krishna. He came back again. But next day again you send him back. Again there's anxiety. You don't know. One day a big bull is coming. One day a big horse is coming. One day rains are coming. One day cart is falling down. One day wind demon is coming. Trinavarta. So many things are happening. It's not, you know, today suppose somebody is shooting some guns at Viti station, everybody is so scared, you know, running away, all roads are blocked, some terrorists have come. But you can imagine, every time the terrorism was like devastation, it was not like one part of Bombay, few people are killed there and everybody else is happy in their house. Whole village, whole city, whole township is under dangerous destruction of all lives at one time. That was the kind of terrorism happening every time in Vrindavan. Least expected. Then about our Pandavas, you know, they were thinking, anyway, we lost the gambling match and now we are in the forest. Hopefully, you know, we'll live in the forest. Anyway, they were very well trained, well behaved, nicely trained by their guru. So they didn't have any problem about forest life. But when they were expecting the least, now Surya also has given you a nice pot. Surya Thali has been given. So there is no problem of food also, you can eat. And the only one condition was that when Draupadi will eat, then nobody else can eat afterwards from that time, at that occasion, on that time. And then everybody has eaten nice food, everybody are happy, husbands are happy, she also took her meal and she also happy, about to take rest, and most unexpected thing happens. And Durvasa Muni comes, not alone sir, he is coming with 60,000 disciples. What a surprise. Actually it's a very happy occasion because Sadhu has come home. But Sadhu has come home is a package, it's not just it's a angry Sadhu, number one. Number two, 60,000 disciples. Number three, we'll have to serve him food also. And I have just taken my meal. So many surprises like this. Suddenly they're walking away and the Hidimba is coming and about to devour them. So many animals are coming, demons are coming. So what Draupadi did, she called out Krishna. That's all. She was knowing that now disaster is there upon us. We were supposed to have nice afternoon nap after having a good meal. And now disaster is upon us. What to speak of sleep? We are going to be cursed. 60,000 disciples, where am I going to feed them from? And we have to feed them. We are grastas. If sadhus come home, whether we are in forest or house, who cares? We have to serve them. Again, Krishna came on the spot. She remembered Krishna. So the secret of handling surprises is to be always Krishna conscious. That is the only thing. And it is like in medicine we say, it is good to vaccinate yourself than cure your disease. Prevention is better than cure. Yes, we have to treatment, but it is better to take something and prevent the disease. Because disease is always bigger than the preventive measures. It may also trouble you. It is always intelligent to take vaccine, then you can freely move in a epidemic area and not get affected by the epidemic disease. So what is the vaccine? Vaccine is Sri Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna. And if you are remembering Krishna when there is no apparent disaster in life, everything is peaceful, your health is alright, your finances are in good shape, your health is good, your relationships are nice, your influence is also satisfactory, you are living a very peaceful life. At that time if you practice this remembrance, then when disaster comes, you can use that remembrance, the practice that you have done. It is not that only when disaster comes, I will remember Krishna. You will remember Krishna at the time of disaster only when you practice remembering Krishna when there is no disaster. That is why early morning every day we get up and we chant Hare Krishna. Try to remember Krishna when there is apparently no disaster. Then only when disaster comes, we can remember him intensely. It is said that we were traveling one time from Pune to Dehu to visit Tukaram Maharaj's place. And the road goes to cantonment, you know, army cantonment. And a big signboard. If you sweat during peace, you will not bleed during war. Very deep statement. War takes place, I mean, in one millennium, maybe three times war may take place. Some four times it may take. Since I am born, there's one 62 war with China, then 71 war with Pakistan, and then Kargil war. Maybe three, four wars only. But the army, in lakhs of numbers of people are practicing daily. All the time. And sometimes the army man never gets to actually participate in the war. He just joins the war and he retires without participating into war. Maybe sometimes he's gone to some disaster like floods and some other natural disaster. But he has not fought a war. But still, from day one of his appointment in army till the day of retirement, he keeps practicing. Because, why is that? Because the war can break out any moment. You are having such neighbors around you. War can break up any moment. Is that right? Any moment there can be shooting, any moment there can be blasts. So you have to be alert as if today war is going to take place. Today there will be attack. So your guns are always raised. You always fully practice, fully loaded with weapons and equipments. With, what do you call that? Ammunition, right? Your horoscope may tell ki today there is no war, you can sleep peacefully. But still you have to be awake on your night duty. Because nobody knows when the blast will be there. So only when you have practiced all the time, when there is no war, no expected war, everything is peace, all the governments are dealing with them, each other nicely, nice treaties are being signed and everything is going to be peaceful. Even then, the army is practicing. And that is like our devotional life. Everything may be alright. Life may be 50 years have passed, no disaster has come. Everything has gone so smooth. Don't expect that 51 years first day will be out of danger. Because we are living in the zone of danger. It is a good luck of ours that 50 years nothing happened. But no one can say it. In the day one of 51st year, nothing will happen. No? So whether 50 years something happens or something doesn't happen, we all have to be constantly prepared that things will happen. And they will happen. Our dear His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, you know what a healthy life he lived? You have seen his frame of body, how tough, like steel it was. It was like a masculine structure. Never had a cold also. He never had fever also. I think at the age of 51, they grew a small dot, black dot on his one foot, right or left, I don't remember now. That grew in size. And that turned out to be the most dangerous cancer called melanoma. In our medical science, the most fast spreading and the most dangerous and the most painful cancer is melanoma. And he had prayed to Krishna that whatever it takes to be make me pure devotee and serve you nicely, please do it. And within no time, this happened. But nobody was expecting that he will get that. And people suspected, but he didn't pay much heed to that. People told him that you can remove this tumor, but he didn't pay attention to that. Then people said, you will have to remove your ankle, we have to do amputation. Still he didn't agree with that. Then the disease spread. And within maybe 12 or 15 months, he had to leave this world. So what is this? That full life he lived a very healthy, tough, masculine life. Physically tough. He was so strong actually. But suddenly, a dot came. Huh? So many dots come on the body, right? Which dot will turn into cancer, nobody knows. His Holiness Radhana Swami always tells that what kind of volcano is getting ready in your body, in which organ to erupt, no one knows. No one knows. There's one devotee in South India, disciple of Jayaprataka Maharaj, His Holiness, just some weight loss here and there. His company told, go for health checkup. And he went for health checkup. Fourth degree, last stage of cancer. Spread already in liver and kidneys. So, life is like that. Nobody can say. I just came from Mayapur. And the last day of Mayapur, I met my old friend, you know, who used to come with Niranjan Swami Maharaj, His Holiness, to the hospital as an assistant when he was a brahmachari. Then he got married, he settled in Mayapur. And I think he was Italian. He is Italian. He met me and he told me his son Dayal has some sore throat. So I don't want to take very heavy antibiotics or heavy medications. Can you suggest me something? So, like anybody, all children get cold, cough and fever. There's nothing great about it. So I suggested saw some reports and gave medications. And then I left for Bombay and I came to Bombay. Again he called me, Prabhu, he has got fever now. So I had some antibiotics I suggested to him. And within 2 days, because I said, Prabhu, now I think I have come to Bombay. I don't have the access to see your baby and it's not proper for me to treat from distance like this. You know, you are sending pictures on WhatsApp. I don't think it's a proper method. Please show a ENT specialist or go to Krishnanagar or go to Kolkata and show a proper doctor so he can give you good treatment. And lo and behold, on the same day, he rushed to Kolkata and was diagnosed to be diphtheria. And in front of his eyes, the tonsils grew so big, they choked up his throat and the boy died. Who knew? With small sore throat and fever, it will turn out to be a death. Right? And this is life. This is a fact of life. Nobody can swear and say that this will not happen to me. Even Srila Prabhupada told his disciples, don't think this will not happen to you. It will not exactly happen the way it happened to me, but it will happen in another way, but it will happen definitely. Because we are living, we have accepted this body and accepted life into this material world which is full of miseries, full of birth, old age, disease and death. What do you expect here? You don't expect mango fruits on the tree of Karela. You may go to right side and left side and you may say that, oh, I didn't go on left side. It may be there. But on a tree of Karela, on a tree of bitter gourd, you go right, left, center, up and down in 10 directions. Wherever you go, what you will find? Only bitter fruit. To find sweet mango, you'll have to search a mango tree. And then mango trees, whichever direction you go, you only find mango tree. But not on the karela tree, not on the other fruits tree. So when you are living in the material world, which is theoretically explained as a place of misery, the owner has given a manual and he has said, Mam upetetu kaunteya dukkhalayam ashashvatam. What do you expect here? It's only misery, and whatever you see is also temporary. Also happiness and misery both are temporary, but filled with misery. And then Tukaram Maharaj says that sukha zava pade and dukkha parvata evadi. At the cost of bearing mountain-like miseries, one experiences one zav, means one barley size happiness. And again to enjoy little more barley size happiness, again you have to undergo a mountain size of miseries. That is what is already told to us. So you cannot expect mountain size happiness and barley size misery. Because you think you are working very hard, you are very intelligent, you are very organized and very planned. But nature is always, always superfluously powerful than what we expect we are. So these surprises are expected. So even if you are undergoing surprises, nothing to be surprised about it because it is already expected. What exactly will come we don't know, but surprises are expected here. Mostly in shocking nature. Then, you know, when Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra were there in Mayapur, first son was born, Vishwaroop, and second son, Nimai, was born. And Vishwaroop was very interested in scriptural learning and a very sadhu-like boy. Always going to Advaita Bhavan and studying scriptures. Absorbed, not any playful games or any boyhood, any childhood, nothing. Only sadhu life, brahmachari life, always immersed in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Advaita Acharya is teaching him also. Little Nimai would go to call him and he would not come. Again he would go and call. Again mummy will send. Again he will call. Again for a long time, reluctance, late in the afternoon he will come for lunch. And he was growing and growing and growing. And mother, father were wondering, you know, this boy is so much absorbed. We'll have to get him married actually. We'll have to get him married, then he will live like normal life and come to the worldly practical terms. It's a normal thought, right? Anybody, a girl grows up, the parents will think, I'll have to get her married. A boy grows up, we'll have to get him married. And Lord Ramchandra also grew up. Vishwamitra thought he should get married. He took him to Mithila. But when she was thinking like this, they were just thinking at home that we'll get Vishwaroop married. And somehow that discussion happened. This news came to the ears of Vishwaroop, and from there only left home. Never Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra expected that this will happen. And they couldn't do anything. There was no choice of discussion or counseling or change of mind. He was gone. He was not to be found anywhere. So many such examples are there. Srivas Thakur, his house was chosen, a very beautiful holy place, chosen to be the ground. The courtyard was chosen for the performance of the eternal pastime of Lord Gauranga, the Harinam Sankirtan. And one day his son died during the Sankirtan. Can you imagine? Lord Chaitanya is holding Sankirtan in your house. Such a blissful occasion. Everybody is immersed in love of Godhead, in ecstasy. And your son dies. But what is his consciousness? How he handled the surprise? He just didn't collapse or he didn't get surprised. He always thought, what is my service? Another way of handling surprises in life is just see what I can do in this. Rather than constantly getting analytical mode, or in surprising, shocking mode, or in a sorry mode, devotees must see what is my service in this surprising situation. What I can do, what I can offer. And that can be in your house, out of the house, on the road, in foreign country, wherever surprises are there. You have to always think, what can I do now? How can I serve best now? He went inside and told the ladies, don't cry loudly. Mahaprabhu is dancing, should not be disturbing to him. And then Mahaprabhu himself stopped the kirtan and came. And to their all surprise, he brought the baby back, brought the son back. And the son asked, which mother and father are you? They were again surprised. Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach them a very good lesson actually. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya murmured, how can I give up such loving devotees' company and go away to take sannyas? He murmured himself, Manogat. And he was so surprised to see the dedication of Srivast Thakur, that even though his son died, he just went to tell to keep quiet inside, not to disturb Mahaprabhu. Such devotion, such love, such conviction, such dedication. So there are surprises in the lives of pure devotees, but they always want to see, how can I serve? So as and when we progress in Krishna consciousness, more and more intense surprises will come. It's not that when I progress, pleasures will increase and no surprises will come. Pleasures will definitely increase. Spiritual pleasures will increase. Spiritual ecstasy will increase. But proportionately, material miseries also will increase in a surprising way. Most shockingly, you will come to know things happening to you which you never expected in life. You do something, you go to do something, you plan to do something, and you expect a result in a particular way, and suddenly surprising responses will come to you. You hold a holy event, an auspicious event, and you expect something to go in a particular way, and some shocking things will come to you. But the devotees will always think that everything happens by the desire of the Lord. Like when things were happening to Pandavas, they always understood that this is part of the Lord's plan for us. Now when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, or now when we read Mahabharata or Ramayana, when we put all the things from beginning to end in a row and analyze, we understand it was all a wonderful plan to deliver some things to us, to teach us some nice beautiful lessons which will nourish us and may help us grow. At those occasions we must have got surprised and maybe sometimes shocked also. But when we go through those things, go through those situations with full faith in the Lord and serving the Lord, whatever capacity we have, and we go through that event, then we come to know, oh, that was actually meant for my purification. It was actually good for me, although it was very bad, physically, mentally, emotionally. So then, you can see Srila Prabhupada, he received the blessings of his Gurudev when he was a Grahastha, just married one child only, then he got more children, he did business, he was traveling from Bombay to Allahabad to many places, he had his own position and he had his own factory of medicines. And one fine day he was in some other city and the news came that all the employees robbed everything and went away. Very surprising. Good business, successfully going on nicely, satisfactorily, in a very devotional way. It's not that it was corrupt business or cheating business, it had to go to end one day. Still, the employees looted everything, even the clock, everything was taken away. But see a devotee who is in family life and who has need of money and requirements and wife and children. But is a devotee. So what is his thought? Tasyaham anugunami harishe taddhanam tava. Shanai shanai, right? Slowly, slowly I take away everything from those who love me, so that they ultimately depend on me only. So he understood the plan, that somehow Krishna has something plan in mind. And because he is taking away my possessions, he is making me depend upon him. Then he was traveling regularly and his wife was not so cooperative with him for his Krishna conscious missionary mood. And as usual he came one time and he wanted to conduct some classes. So he said, where is my Bhagavatam? And he never even thought in his life, my wife may not be cooperative, I understand. It is her choice. My wife doesn't still agree to give up tea. She still drinks her tea. She doesn't cooperate with me for my preaching programs. I have to do it alone on the first floor of my house, on terrace. Everything is fine. But to his great surprise, she sold Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic literature. The most precious, priceless scripture one has to treasure in his life. And that was kept very safely and he would refer to that copy wherever he would come back. And he asked and he expected that she will give him, it's not here, I have kept it over there, I'll give it to you. But she peacefully told him that I sold it to buy some biscuits, some toast, something like that. Such a surprise, such a shock. So he took indication from that. Time to leave. He was not discouraged actually. He was very deeply and thoughtfully analyzing the events in his life one after another is all part of the plan. In between, Gurudev was coming in the dream again and again and telling him, fulfill the mission, go to the Western world, preach in English language. Only because of devotional sentiment, one can understand and accept all surprising things in life. If you are not Krishna conscious, then we cannot understand anything. We simply get smashed every time, again stand up, again get smashed and only suffer. But all these sufferings which come through the shocking events in life can be turned into blissful experiences for those who love God. This is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The worst situations in life will be turned into blissful events for those who love God. This is Sri Krishna himself is saying. So, life may be unexpectedly surprising and shocking sometimes, but we have a great hope to save ourselves. And even to make, Madanagi, to make best of bad bargain. You have got the worst situation in life, most surprisingly and shockingly. But how to make best bargain, best yield out of it? You should surrender to the Lord. Then Sri Krishna will turn that miserable, shocking event into a blissful, advancing situation for the soul, bringing him more closer to Sri Krishna himself. Then Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada was preaching in Jhansi. Now that he has left his family, he has taken sannyas and he is settling in Jhansi, and very beautiful project, nice place, and everything is going so smoothly. And suddenly notice comes to him, empty this place immediately. For the governor's wife, Mr. K. M. Munshi's wife, needs that place for some other purpose. And he is planning a big movement over there. League of Devotees. Nicely developing also. Coming up very nicely. And suddenly it is coming to zero. Again, he accepted that is will of the Lord. Very discouraging, surprising event, you know. That what is wrong? I am doing Krishna's service, and K. Munshi is a very pious person. His wife is also a very pious lady. And what would make her think like to chase me away from this place? And what other cause can be better cause than what I am doing over here? She tried his best to convince her, but she said, no, this place you have to vacate. And everything turned down to zero. A big project turned to zero. But then we read the whole history of Hare Krishna movement. Where does it fit in? It fits in so well in the history of Hare Krishna movement. If that wouldn't have happened, Srila Prabhupada wouldn't have gone to America and wouldn't have preached and wouldn't have got devotees from there, wouldn't have established an international society for Krishna consciousness, and we wouldn't have been existing. Otherwise, we are here today because that happened. So in turn, we get angry with Mrs. Munshi, we get angry with Mrs. Nair, we get angry with so many people. But in turn, in the end, we thank all of them. All those who troubled me while I was becoming devotee in my house and really harassed me, and they really, now I look back, I said, because they harassed me, it put me into deep thought process of life and I came to Krishna consciousness. So I still so to see those people, I get angry with them, immediately I feel thankful to them, because they behaved it in a particular way, it defeated in the plan of Krishna that Krishna had for me and brought me into Krishna consciousness. So, like that we can go on with our lens in Ramayana and in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Mahabharata and in Srimad Bhagavatam, how most unexpected things happen in life. But the only way we can understand that all that is happening in this world is a divine plan of the Lord. If we accept all these events which are surprising, maybe not pleasing, maybe not be wanting so much, we won't like to go through that again or like this. It may be there, it may be unpleasant. But higher up with the spiritual intelligence, if we understand, this is the plan of the Lord for me. I may not understand exactly how it is nice for me now, but it is, theoretically I have understood, it is good for me, whether my senses like it or not, my mind, my emotions like them or not. But this is the plan of the Lord. And if we are in this mood, then actually that plan will turn into a pastime of the Lord. And we will become part of the pastime of the Lord. It is said when we surrender to the will of the Lord and accept the current happenings as His mercy, those events actually
our Krishna Leela, pastimes of the Lord, and we inevitably become the part of the pastime of the Lord. So when we rebel, it's a suffering event. When we surrender and accept and thank the Lord, it becomes the pastime of the Lord. And what is the clue in between? The clue in between is the process of Krishna consciousness. Process that Prabhupada gave us, chanting Hare Krishna every day, 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, serving the devotees, eating only prasadam offered to the Lord, reading scriptures, having association. This is that simplistic looping formula which will make the suffering event into a pastime of the Lord. It will not change. The events will go the way it has to go. Whether you accept, whether you break your head on the stone, or you cry, or you laugh loudly and dance in ecstasy thanking the Lord, it's all up to us to decide. But the events will just go in the way they have to go. We have no power to change the events. We have no power to change our surprises, willingly or unwillingly. Good surprises, bad surprises, nothing can be changed. What can be changed is our demeanor, our approach, our consciousness, our attitude only can be changed. And the moment that is changed by the help of the formula of Krishna consciousness, the whole life in the middle of worst miseries becomes very blissful experience of life. That is one of the 5-star benefits of Krishna consciousness, is that the worst events of life can be turned into blissful events. While the worst events are going on the physical level, on the spiritual level, you can still remain blissful. It is possible. We have seen in the lives of Prahlad, we have seen in the life of Dhruva, we have seen in the life of Pandavas. So many examples are there. They are not just theoretical story to amuse us in the night time before sleeping. The clue is that it is all possible. Which great saintly personality whom we remember today has not undergone miserable events in lives? And how they have accepted it, how they remained blissful. And Tukaram Maharaj lost all his poetries which he wrote for the welfare of the world. He had to drown it in the river Indrayani. And he suffered. I mean, apparently, he was asking the Lord, what is the purpose behind it? And to his surprise, the sweet surprise was, on 13th day, Indrayani Devi herself appeared with dry songs of Abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj and handed over to him. So it was a very miserable, so-called defamous event for Tukaram Maharaj. He had to, you know, appear so ridiculed by the people who were envious of him. Apparently appearing to be defeated totally by the envious people who were in power. But this event, he never expected. This event got the whole Abhangas back, plus brought him to an unlimited glory. And all those people who were envious surrendered to him and touched his feet. So don't think that only bad things only happen in devotees' lives. They do happen, no doubt about it. But whatever apparently happens, good or bad, is all ultimately meant for the devotee to make progress and to reach his beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And I hope that this surprise that you didn't have His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and you had to listen to me, you will digest it properly also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is there any question or any comment anybody has? We have what, about 5-10 minutes? 5 minutes maybe? Yes, Prabhuji. Give me microphone.
I find similarities between Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga in this way, that in Ashtanga Yoga, Yama, Niyama and direct the Dhyana stage, that is Dhyana in Japa, is very similar. And in Dhyana, we concentrate our mana and buddhi on Krishna's holy names. But in Ashtanga Yoga, it is Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara. So we miss all those stages and we go direct to the Dhyana stage. And I think Bhakti
what
Yoga
is the question?
This question is, Bhakti Yoga is more easier than Ashtanga Yoga. And
is that a question? That a question? The answer is yes. Ashtanga Yoga is a very long, long way of reaching. Here in Bhakti Yoga, you are directly given opportunity to remember the Lord. Not after 6 stages, not on the 7th stage. Okay? Yeah. Any other question anybody has got? connected with today's class, please. Okay. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai.